Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's turn our attention to the Falcons analyst, Dave Archer, who is in the building here, so to
Dave!
Speak, in the show, joining us this morning. Hey, Dave.
Fellas.
Hey, Dave, before we get this segment started, I just want to speak my piece. You don't have to respond. I just want to speak my piece because, I watched the game yesterday. Great win, by the way. The defense played hard. The defense was gritty. I think we're building something special here. We're building something special here. And there are certain positions that in order for us to be successful, because we've dodged a few bullets, in my humble opinion. You do the games and you do a great job of doing them. We've dodged a few bullets, Dave, but we have to play better at certain positions in order for this season to be special. I've said my piece. I'm done with it. How did you enjoy the game yesterday, Dave Archer?
Well, anytime we get a win, Hugh, it's a lot of fun to call a game. Obviously, I've had the great pleasure of calling a lot of games over the last 20 years here in Atlanta. But it's fun to watch the mentality. You heard Chris Lindstrom, I believe, talking there about what they tried to begin to establish last year, coming off the football, being physical on both sides of the ball. And I think you're seeing that come to life. And certainly moments in this game, Atlanta was better run the football than Cleveland was, and Cleveland had their moments, certainly. I would agree with you that's the continuing process that Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot are under, and that's their charge, is to continue to build better players, better personnel at every position. But you love how hard this team competes, and I think that's the part that jumps out at you, is what Arthur Smith has done to instill a four-quarter mentality, a toughness mentality throughout the entire team. And I think you see that, and I think they've played that way in the first four games of the year.
Oh, no question about that. No question about it. And to piggyback off it, I'm sorry, John, this defense and that bend but don't break mentality, that was great to see yesterday. That was real great to see yesterday.
Two more red zone stops yesterday, Hugh. I thought there were a couple of big stops in the game. Certainly the interception in the third quarter unfortunately, and I know that a lot of people look at Mariota on that play, but the young receiver has got to be careful about letting himself drift up the field. It's a crossing route. You're expecting your receiver to maintain that cross or even come back downhill a little bit. He angled up just ever so slightly, allowed Denzel Ward to undercut him and intercept the pass there. That's just some of the intricacies of the passing game, especially in these tight windows. When you start talking about throwing the ball in National Football League, that's something that he'll improve on. He'll continue to get better on, and it's something that Mariota will trust him to do for him. And also the stop at the in the fourth quarter. I mean, a lot of people talk about D. Alford's interception and Grady's sack, and rightly so. But how about the defensive stop the series prior to that? Cleveland had pounded the ball out over the 50-yard line there with the Falcon 48 first down and 10, and they're driving, trying to eat clock and potentially kick a game-winning field goal, and Atlanta gets a stop at their own 48-yard line. Three straight downs. They pressure the quarterback, throw two incompletions, and get them to punt the football at about 3:45 left, and then you get the Mariota magic with the roll out of the pocket and all that kind of stuff. So you're right, Hugh. Defense, bend, don't break, but then at moments, they stiffen up big time and shut you down. And I thought they did that yesterday.
Dave Archer, sponsored by the MD Anderson Cancer Center, joining us this morning talking about the Falcons. Dave, if I told you that the starting quarterback would only complete seven passes and that they could load the box and not respect that passing game at all, and yet you're still – and oh, by the way, your star running back is not 100%. You're going to trot out Caleb Huntley and a rook, and they're going to run for 140 combined, and the team's going to run for 200 yards. You're going to run 15 straight times. How about that?
Yeah, no, Hugh, it's unbelievable that you were able to run the ball with that. But don't discount, there were about three plays in the game Mariota made, passing game, that allowed you to win the football game. And it was his ability to create out of the pocket, off schedule. Yeah, only seven completions, but they were a big seven completions. He had the scramble there in the final drive to set up the field goal out of the pocket. He's deep in his own territory, scrambles to his left. I don't know how he made the throw. He finds OZ going across the field the other way. I don't think either one of his feet are on the ground when he let it go. But OZ gets open. He gets him the football. OZ pounds it out over the 50-yard line. And that sets up your field goal to win the game. And then earlier in the game, he scrambles out of the pocket after the takeaway, scrambles out of the pocket to his left and shoots the ball down inside to Parker Hesse along the sideline when you thought, okay, he's going to run it. No, he's going to throw it. And so he kept Cleveland off balance as much as he could because they were trying to blitz that run game and trying to take that play-action game away.
Yeah, but go back because I want to give a little shout-out to Algier and to Huntley here. I mean, the offensive line, I mean, 202 yards rushing, Dave.
Against that Cleveland rushing attack. Yeah, that was pretty dope.
Yeah, there's no question about it. They ran the football, John. But I think that, you know, people want to, you know, discount what he does with the running game. They have to respect his ability to run the ball. And so it creates some of the creases. There's no question. When you come off the ball and run the ball 10 straight times in one drive, the one drive where they took over, Huntley came in, it was 3:06 third quarter, left in the third quarter. Huntley came in his first snaps of the game. And he came in and he ran down. And there was a difference in the way he ran. There's no question about it. Fresh legs. He was finding creases. I think that Cleveland was having a tough time finding him. He's a little bit shorter stature guy. He runs with a ferocity and ferociousness that he finishes runs. Nobody finishes him. And then Algier came in the middle of that drive. Algier had a huge run on an outside zone play where he bounced it outside and went about 25 yards down the sideline. So those two guys, phenomenal running, great job by the offensive line up front. But don't forget, you know, they have to respect the quarterback coming out the other way as well. On some of those run plays, but it was a hell of a team effort to load it up and go run it. They ran it 15 straight times, 10 in that drive, and then 5 more in the next drive. I'm not sure I've seen that in an NFL game before.
Well, I tell you, Dave Archer joining us. If you told me go back to SoFi Stadium, the postgame handshake between McVay and Arthur Smith, that at that moment, oh by the way, 3 weeks from now the Falcons are going to be playing for sole possession of first place. I wouldn't have bought that for
$100.
I mean, this is something. Tell me about going down to Tampa. Tell me about facing that guy again. Never beat him. Tell me about what they face and how they win this game.
Well, the impressive part about the game last night, if you watch the Tampa Bay-Kansas City game, was Kansas City's ability to run the football against what many people like is the best run defense in the league. So you can bet Tampa is going to get it pounded in their head. They cannot allow them to run the football. I mean, Todd Bowles is going to be all over them about trying to stop the run, and they're going to throw on the tape and see Atlanta rush for 200 yards over Cleveland, and you can bet they're going to double down on that. So that'll be interesting to see how that part of the game plays out. A number of the weapons are back for Brady, albeit it didn't look like they were in very much sync, so you wonder if another week of those guys practicing helps them get in sync a little bit more. They're extremely beatable. There's no question about it. If you think you're going down and you're taking on the venerable Tom Brady, and wow, this is a walk in the park for him. You couldn't be more wrong. This is an opportunity to go down, win the football game, and emerge after next weekend as on top of the division. No question about it.
Hey, Dave, thanks much. Big win, 2-2. People are excited. Great, by the way, great crowd. How about that?
Yeah, that crowd was jumping. Definitely was jumping.
Yeah, two good crowds, one here, one in Mercedes-Benz, one at Truist, and the two ball clubs took care of the business, didn't they?
Yeah, how about the Braves, huh? Yeah, clinched tonight. Yeah, how about the sweep? That was a pretty good day yesterday, Dave.
That's as good a day, John. You and I have been in Atlanta a long time. That's probably one we could put on the wall. That's a pelt we could put on the wall. There are not a lot of them like that one, no question.
No question. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.